Markets were all over the place on Monday. U.S. equities put in a decent recovery, though this did nothing to help beaten down commodity FX, with Australian dollar, New Zealand dollar, and Canadian dollar all getting hammered. There was no debating this weakness was influenced by what has been a period of intense weakness in commodities prices. The major currencies, on the other hand, fared better, with the euro, yen, and pound tracking a little higher against the buck on the day. Another area of concern for the global markets, and certainly China, is the fact that the latest PBOC rate cut moves have failed to inspire much confidence. The market is also now looking to take time to figure out where the chips will fall in the U.S. presidential race, though betting sites still show Trump with a clear lead against Biden's replacement, whoever it may be. At the moment, it looks like VP Harris, after she was endorsed by President Biden. Key standouts on Tuesday's calendar come from the Eurozone consumer confidence reads, U.S. existing home sales, and Richmond Fed manufacturing. That's all for now.